had it on standby. Thought you'd need it when you woke up. Finally.
Oh, goddess. Thank you.
Does that place you forever in my debt?
No, but it saved you from having to clean up the most horrible mess from this lovely cup. Now push off and let me suffer in peace.
Charming.
Before you go, where am I?
Oh, dear me. The old woman told me you were pretty far gone.
Old woman?
You know, the one that smuggled you on board after the Queen's party.
Keep your head down, lovey. Act like you own the place and they'll take you all the way home.
Oh, Iris. Well, where did she go anyway?
Said she was going on to some club she knows. Asked me to look after you. I suppose you don't remember passing out in the airlock and knocking Dementor off his portable throne.
Oh, Iris. Never again.
This is the Space Liner Empress, calling on 100 homeworlds throughout Mutter's Spiral. If I'd taken you to sickbay or security, they'd have found out in seconds you're not cleared for this taxi back home. So I dropped you in here. Who's going to notice another drunk VIP, eh?
But you could lose your job for this, couldn't you?
Yeah, some job.
Well, thanks, I think. Oh, God, it's freezing in here.
You're in the freezer box for the cold-blooded guests. Out of the way.
Steward! Steward!
Ah, Marshal!
My adoring public in the next compartment. I better go.
I'll join you. Discreetly.
Steward!
Grand Marshal Stack, how may I help you this time?
I have made 2 formal requests to the Kolgarian delegates to cease their disturbance or to take their quarrel elsewhere.
Their behavior is distasteful and inappropriate for a high ambassador and his consort.
Check out that costume jewelry of theirs. Oof, V-gosh.
If protocol permitted attendees to bring their own ships, we would not have to endure such unseemly displays.
I suppose the Queen was jumpy enough having her old enemies round for dinner as it was without 101 warships ferrying her guests about.
I'll see what I can do. Ambassador, my lady, if I could just ask you... Your discussion is causing alarm in a designated quiet room. Perhaps if we could...
Better. Oh, my head.
Migraine? Oh, you have my sympathies.
Oh, I knew mine with that racket to contend with. Oh, what's up with them?
I do not speak their language, but it seems I share their manners. Forgive me. I am Grand Marshal Stack of New Mars. This is my aide-de-camp, General Azar.
Professor Benny Summerfield.
A human.
I only wish I felt like one.
You were celebrating...
It's something to celebrate, isn't it? A new era of galactic peace and all that.
Peace?
Excuse me?
Peace has few virtues for a trained soldier.
Oh, it's got one or two for the people he protects, don't you think?
Indeed, Professor Summerfield. Yes, we would welcome peace, particularly here in this lounge.
There, they can stay in the luggage locker.
If General Azar and myself are troubled once more, I shall deliver an official complaint to the captain of this vessel. In person.
Naturally, Grand Marshal. Miss Summerfield, back to your seat.
Okay. Good luck with the neighbors, Grand Marshal. General Azar.
Farewell, Professor.
Sorry to drag you away, but you shouldn't be drawing attention to yourself.
I seem to specialize in being in places I shouldn't be.
Where should you be?
A place called Brax, with my son and other animals. I should really send them a message.
Forget it. Only communication relays on the bridge. The captain is charged with carrying the senior dignitaries of 2 dozen worlds safely back home. He's going to warm to a stowaway, isn't he?
Oh, goddess.
You'd be arrested and banged up for months while they sort it all out.
Well, if you knew that, why the hell did you bring me on board? What were you playing at?
Maybe I just like the look of you. Oh, and your mate did offer me a very hefty bribe for looking after you.
Terrific. So now you're wedged up and I'm stuck here thanks to my club-cavorting ex-companion. How the hell am I expected to get back home?
Shh, just stay here and act normal. Get your head down. We hit Ronos Minor in a couple of hours. I'll get you off then.
How reassuring.
The next debarkation point is Ronos Minor in time relative 2.2 units. Empress Leisure Liners would like to thank all our dignitaries for their patronage and to...
Additional to that announcement, this is your steward speaking. I've been asked by the captain to advise you of a belt of severe turbulence approaching. Please activate your stasis harnesses while we ride out this storm. There is no cause...
What was all that about?
The captain advises that the previous...
Guests and delegates, please remain calm, keep your stasis harnesses on, and wait...
Wait for the same thing to happen to you! Listen to me, everyone! I'm gonna try to get help! Think Martian help! If it's still alive, Grand Marshal Stark! General Azar! Oh, goddess! Someone help! You can't just... Come back! Oh, goddess, hold on. I'll try to find some help. Oh, why did I have to sober up at all? Oh, Grand Marshal!
Professor Summerfield.
Grand Marshal... You're alive. And General Azar?
We are under attack. We must retaliate.
This ship was forbidden to bear armaments, Azar.
Well, you have just left the biggest peace conference ever.
Perhaps this is the peace the Queen offers.
We must assess the situation.
Exactly. Find a way to get everyone out of this. Carter, what the hell's going on?
Are we under attack?
One of the generators went up on this level. The corridor's on fire outside. Smoke everywhere. Made a hell of a mess.
Out of half of everyone aboard by the looks of it.
The Kolgarians! I left them in that storage bay. And if the hull lines are...
Come on!
No, you stay here.
What the hell's that? Going for a swim?
If the hull's fractured, might not be air in there.
We must head for the bridge. From there we can assess the damage. Locate and speak to the survivors of this incident.
If the comms are still working, you heard that feedback when Carter said his little piece, and that was before this turbulence.
Azar, assess the damage outside. Scout the immediate area for survivors. This part of the lounge seems stable.
Grand Marshal.
Careful, General.
General Azar is a good and noble warrior, fastidious and efficient. But her outlook...
is a little dated. Of course, if times hadn't changed.
A female could not have joined the military.
I wonder if the irony is... Carter, come on! Carter, are you... What the hell?
The Kolgarian.
Get out of here!
What are you doing to them?
The air. Some kind of gas.
It could be toxic. Where is it coming from?
These jewels.
They split open.
It must have been the explosion. Come on, out of here.
Quickly, Professor.
What about the Kolgarian?
They're dead. Now move.
My lungs are on fire. What the hell was that stuff?
I don't know.
What were you doing in there all that time if they were dead anyway?
I wasn't sure they were dead.
Not at first. I was feeling their necks for a pulse when this jewel just... shattered on me.
You are sure, Steward, that the gas came from the Kolgarian crystals?
See for yourself. Split right open.
Just helped yourself, did you?
I thought the fragments might be important. I mean, those jewels are supposed to be priceless.
Looks more like costume jewelry, like glass.
The jewelry is priceless for the Kolgarians.
Meaning?
The jewels are a part of them, a repository for their emotions. their memories.
What?
The jewels swell, grow fuller with the passing years, and fall away when they die to be passed on to the eldest of their clan. I understand the jewel's contents can be accessed in some way.
So the dead are remembered forever?
Ah, come on. What do you know about it?
I have served with delegates of Aimar on a number of Federation committees, Stuart.
And what the hell was it that came out of them? What have we been breathing down?
That I do not know. The storage medium, perhaps.
So these jewels, priceless to the family, worthless to anyone else.
Lucky for you, you were wearing that gas mask, Carter.
The effect was enough to foul our lungs. No more. It is passing. I fear the smoke outside will do us worse harm.
Azara's out there. What if...
Azar has her armor. It will filter out noxious elements for some time.
And you'll be all right with that mask, Carter. But what about us?
Azar, your report.
The way to the bridge is obscured. I require aid to clear the obstruction.
How bad is the damage out there?
The hull was breached by the explosions. Many were sucked out into space.
Didn't the bulkheads shut off those areas?
The damage is too severe. I have closed off the area manually, but the remaining air is dense with fumes. You may not venture out without protection.
Are the shuttle bays affected by the damage?
Grand Marshal, what will you have me do?
Hello? Hurry! Lizard lips! Are the shuttle bays affected?
Be silent, human.
I do what she says, Carter.
Is no one interested in finding a way off this thing?
Just stay calm, all right? We've got to get through to the bridge so we can find out just how deep in this mess we are. So, we need to clear that obstruction as Azar found.
I've got the mask. I'll go.
Is there any way to douse the flames, Azar, so that the Professor and I can then join you?
Sprinklers must be jammed. They'll need to be tripped manually, too.
Let me guess. From the bridge?
From the bridge.
Then get on with it. If the flames spread, this cold lunch is going to heat up pretty fast.
Come, human.
We'll get the fires put out, and I'll see what we can do about upping the oxygen so you can come and join us. Stay lucky, Benny.
Ha ha. Well, Grand Marshal, now we wait.
It's a mess, all right.
I suspect a bomb was planted on board. There are two possibilities. Either the Queen sought to destroy those races who could band against her.
Well, you don't think her offer of reparations was genuine?
Or else, someone wishes us to think she seeks to destroy us. It is probable the bomb detonated at the wrong time. Many of the delegates have already been deposited in their home systems. Maximum impact has been lost.
You sound disappointed.
But the propaganda value of our destruction is still high. Here is the blockage we must shift.
Oh, bodies. Bulkhead door must have jammed shut. If they weren't crushed to death, they'd have been charbroiled in the explosions.
We must remove the carcasses and the wreckage of this generator. Then we must proceed to the bridge and open the bulkhead.
Right. Let's get on with it.
You will work carefully. The support struts are badly weakened.
One loud sneeze and the whole lot could come crashing down on us. Azar, help me with this. That's it. Careful. Right. One, two. This bit.
Oh, come on. Why does the time always fly when you're having fun and crawl like a two-legged beetle when you're scared as a bastard?
I shall give the matter my closest study.
You know, I've studied a good deal of your past, Grand Marshal.
An archaeologist, of course. You helped excavate the tombs of my ancestors, perhaps?
I spent a year on Mars and three more in debt as a result. Breathtaking. Beautiful world. Such emptiness.
I do not care for the old world and its pits of ghosts. The past is dead. We have fresh goals and glories on new Mars.
Yes, I visited. Been meaning to go back for years, look up some old friends. If I die here before I get the chance, I'll be very cheesed off. If only we could get out some kind of mayday.
When we reach the bridge, we will.
I suppose it's a major operation, taking all you high-ups back home. Our progress will be monitored. There'll be rescue teams racing to help.
Once the different homeworlds involved have agreed on collaborative measures and calculated the cost.
Cynic.
I wonder how long we have before the ship breaks up.
I'm trying to think happy thoughts, Grand Marshal.
Please, Professor, you may dispense with polite address. My title is hardly important here. My name is Stack.
Stack? Okay. Thanks. But do you think you could keep calling me Professor? Sort of cute.
The Kolgarians were still in discussion when the explosion went off.
Not happy, were they?
The most unfortunate and vulgar display.
I don't suppose they were expecting to be knocked dead in the middle of it. No chance to say goodbye. Or kiss and make up. Ugh, horrible. My lungs are still burning. How are you feeling?
I feel apprehensive.
Join the club. But Azar will get through to the bridge once she gets the sprinklers going.
I did not mean that, Muzjana.
What did you call me?
What?
Muzjana, is that some arcane Martian slang I should know about or shouldn't know about?
It is... I do not know.
Well, forget it. Not important. Come on, Azar, come on!
Come on, Azar.
Be silent.
Welcome to the bridge.
And you are welcome to it.
What a state!
Your captain is dead.
Just a bit.
You will wish to honor him.
Yeah, you're right. Rest in peace, you poor old sod.
A brief ritual.
Just the way we humans do things. He didn't know me from Adam. Half his steward crew could have been imposters for all he'd know. Agents of the Queen.
You understand the function of these controls?
Console's still alive, that's something. This looks like it might control the sprinklers.
You must activate them in the Grand Marshal's sector.
We should concentrate on checking out how widespread the damage is. See if the shuttles...
You will activate them in the Grand Marshal's sector.
I don't know how to pick and choose. How about we just turn them all on? Right, I'll see if I can get the inter-level Tannoy systems up and working. We can talk to Benny and your governor then. And any other survivors. You see, I got a friend on board. He was manning the shuttle bay and...
Proceed. We must assess the damage to this ship. Then I shall decide what must be done.
They got the sprinklers working. They must be through to the bridge.
We must join them.
The air's starting to clear already. Give it another minute or so and we can be off.
The water is welcome. It is soothing.
Maybe for you. I didn't expect to be caught in the rain inside a spaceship. My hide's a little less...
Professor.
The rains. You left me at the height of the rains.
Professor, you are unwell.
The first months. Every night I dreamed you were there beside me. Then woken by the rains again to find you gone. Endless streams pounding against the light glass body.
against my temples, tiny fists like the puddling you.
Professor!
Don't touch me! Stark.
I am here, Professor.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to...
Quickly, we must go to the bridge. Azar will have cleared the way.
Azar?
Yes, and the steward, Carter. Remember, we must join them, Professor.
Yes, we must join. Join.
Azar, I've got internal comms working. Let's try level zero. Regan, this is Carter. Respond. Repeat, this is Carter. Answer me.
Who are you contacting?
Shuttle Bay on level zero.
You will patch communication through to Grand Marshal Stack.
We need a way off, right? I'm finding us one. Regan, for God's sake, just respond.
I am in command. You will obey my instructions.
All right. Thank you. Fine, you're in charge. You're the warrior. I'm just the worrier. And believe me, I'm worried.
You will patch communication through to Grand Marshal Stack.
Yeah, all right.
Grand Marshal, can you hear me?
Azar!
Is it raining where you are?
The sprinklers are operating.
Where's Benny?
The professor is...
I'm fine, Carter. Nothing a nice hot bath and a week's sleep won't cure.
The route through to the bridge is clear.
Yes, but there is much structural damage.
The sprinklers are going right the way through the ship. You shouldn't have a problem with fire.
General Azar, have you made contact with any rescue vessels?
The external communicators are not functioning.
Come on, Stack. We can have a look when we get there. Let's move.
See you shortly. So, Azar, how's that damage report coming along?
Motive units non-functional. Life support systems fluctuating. Power surges are destabilizing all technology.
All right, I get the picture. And the shuttles?
Two shuttles have auto-launched, presumably with survivors on board.
And the other two?
Functional.
Oh, thank God.
But inaccessible.
What do you mean, inaccessible?
The explosions must have weakened level one. Now it has caved in entirely. There is no longer access to the shuttles on level zero.
Let me see that schematic. No, there must be some way to get there. We can dig. Come on, General. Look what you did to that doorway. You can clear us a path in...
The matter is not negotiable. There is no longer access to the shuttles.
So what do you suggest? Wait here to die?
We must repair the external communicators and warn the Federation powers of the Queen's duplicity.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Where are you going?
To meet the others. Talk to Benny.
Why?
Well, you and the Grand Marshal might be in this together. But Benny's a free agent, like me. And she's an archaeologist, right? Likes digs. So maybe she'll help me dig through to the shuttles while you wait here to burn to death or get blown to smithereens or...
You will remain here and aid my repairs.
You wanna bet?
Halt! You will remain here. You will not leave. No one will leave this ship.
Professor?
I'm sorry if I freaked you out back there.
You were not responsible.
Well, I suppose you're right. Ugh, all this happening on top of the mother of all hangovers.
That is not what I meant. You know that.
The Golgarian.
The gas we breathed. It has affected us both.
But what are you saying? That I was... possessed back there or something, come off it.
Not possessed. The Kolgarians are dead. It is their memories alone that haunt us.
Are you sure? Oh, this is crazy. We're not Kolgarian, and yet... Well, we just breathe in that stuff and relive their memories.
Perhaps. We are alien to the Kolgarians, yes. But our physiognomies must allow for some kind of interaction.
But how much interaction.
Perhaps no more than we had experienced already. A fleeting impression, nothing more.
He could still be alive.
No. The weight of the debris is too great. No one could survive.
No. What would make the entire ceiling just give way like that?
Grand Marshal.
Azar?
Azar?
She must be on the other side of the cave-in. Azar, are you hurt?
My leg. It is crushed.
Is Carter with you?
No. He was proceeding ahead of me when the ceiling collapsed.
The sprinklers have been running on all levels. The water above must have weakened.
Yeah, I get it, Stag. Oh, bugger. Theory one gone west then.
Professor?
Oh, I thought Carter might be responsible for the bomb. My friend Adrian is always pointing out to me that it's usually the young, good-looking human men I make friends with that turn out to be the bad guys.
It would appear that your suspicions were unfounded.
The area was already weakened by the explosion of a generator. The human is dead. Rest in peace, you Par-Alt Sud.
What?
I must have mispronounced your lament. It was Carter who so informed me.
No, that was lovely.
We must find a way through, Professor, and help her.
No, this structure is unstable. There is no way through.
Ah! Oh, come on, Stag, before the rest of the ship comes crashing down.
Crashing down. Everything. Everything we two built together.
Stark.
My world. I built my world on you, Muzjana.
Grand Marshal.
Again!
Chudusa! Whore!
Stag! Hear that, Grand Marshal? That's one of your undying behind there. She needs you. General Azar needs you, Grand Marshal. Stag, you hear me? Listen to me!
No! Nothing.
It was stronger that time, wasn't it?
Like sleep. I was lost. The real me sleeping.
Traducer, you called me. Whore. Goddess, it's like trying to remember a dream. I can feel something.
No time for this.
I know. Azar! If we can't reach the bridge, what about the shuttles?
Inaccessible.
How do you know?
Schematic. On the bridge, level one has collapsed.
Huzzah!
That's no good. Come on. We need to see that schematic on the bridge. And if we can't get through here, we'll just have to go up a couple of levels and cut around and behind this mess.
And then help General Azar.
Take her with us, if we can.
There is, of course, no guarantee that the upper levels will be any less damaged.
We can't just wait here and...
Professor, what if I lose myself again?
What if I do?
Before I came back, all I could feel was hatred. A terrible hatred.
For Muzjana?
For you, Professor.
The effect's passing. It has to be passing, right?
Yes. We must go back the way we came. Time is running out.
If we're
right, and level 11's the reverse layout to level 10, the stairwell to level 12 should be behind this door. Oh, oh, damn it. Won't open it. Oh, fused in a heat.
I will try.
Keep your pincers crossed. The stairway's still... Oh, no.
The stairway is impassable.
The ship's collapsing level by level. Well, now what? No way up, and the way down to level 9's been vaporized.
The situation seems hopeless.
Oh, there you go, lifting my spirits again. Hey. Hey, the lift, the elevator. It'll bring us down the other side of that wreckage, just as the stairwell would have done.
It won't be functioning.
Well, it's worth a look. Come on. Press to call lift.
I'm sorry, the lift is not operational.
You see? It is hopeless.
Come on, you stupid machine.
I'm sorry, the lift is... Yes, what should we do? Where do you wish to go today?
Lift! Take us to level 10.
We're not going far.
This is level 10.
There.
Please disembark.
Open the doors and we might be able to...
This is level 9. This level 9.
No.
Lift. I want level 10. Level 10.
Nine. 10. Please listen back. Bark. 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 Bark.
No! Stop! Stupid! Stag? Stag? Are you all right? Stag? Stag? Reach out for me. Listen to my voice. My hand stretched out. If you can take it.
Dark.
Ah!
Dark.
Oh, that's right. Power surge or something. Blow out the circuits. Stack, you don't have to hold on to me quite so hard.
You're breathing. My precious, I am back. At last I am back. Now I wish you to join with me.
Stack. No, get off me!
Don't breathe, don't think. Give yourself to me, Muzjana.
Stag, it's me. Benny, Professor Benny Summerfield. I'm not... You're Muzjana!
Come to me. Cease your talking. Stop your breath. Join with me.
I cannot. I told you. Told you before you went away. I would not wait alone for season upon season. Not anymore. Are you surprised I would stray from you? Seek what you could never give me.
You would never betray me so.
Your emotions are as your policies. You do not accept what is real. Make believe all is well.
Muzjana, enough!
No! Never enough! When we were first paired, when I felt like all my family that it was an honor to be with you, to belong to the High Ambassador, I thought perhaps all would come good. I told myself, as we grow old, so shall we grow closer. The joining shall be well. That we grow only old and grey with the years. While you flourish in office, I wither here alone.
It is not enough.
You have quite gladly shared the luxuries my career has brought us these years past, without complaint.
No, you have simply chosen not to hear. All these years, each and every time you have fumbled in the darkness, joining with me, my nerves are burnt with anger. My breaths have come, deep lungs whooping down your stale air. My eyes have been wide open and full of tears.
So you have betrayed me!
Frustration and misery where I should find release. To be fulfilled. For the sweet, cold, silent darkness of knowing another who truly wants me. I would parade through the city in chains.
Don't think I won't make you do just that for what you have done.
I tell that, Asnari. When you parade me in public, my smile is your shield. The people love to see us love so well. It distracts them from the concessions you make, your endless appeasements and surrenders.
Then I will wall you up, keep you in chains until you see sense.
You think that by locking me away you can change what's happened? Look at me! At my belly.
No.
It is rounding. Shall you claim the podling as your own, Asnari?
You are mistaken, mad.
No.
You are mine.
No.
Unwell, then. You are sick, Muzjana. This episode is just some fleeting madness.
You think this is the first time?
You ungrateful whore.
Stag, you hit me.
You test me too far, Muzjana.
What's happening to us?
How many, then? Answer me! Let the blind man see at last. How many men have you taken?
Stag, keep away, Stag!
Do I know them? Are they dignitaries, servants, beggars in the street? Tell me!
The lift! Stag, listen! It's slipping! If the cable snap!
Tell me, Muzjana!
I will not fail. I will not fail. The captain is dead. I am assuming command of this vessel.
Your name is Stack. Grand Marshal Stack. I am Musja... I am... My name is... That's right. That's right. I'm Professor Bernice Summerfield. Benny!
Prostitute!
No! Stack! Give me!
Tell me how many! You whore!
I don't want to remember that! Hear me? Don't make me remember!
Nine!
That's not how many, okay?
Nine! This is rather nine!
Professor!
Yes, please, Stack, let go!
I'm sorry.
Oh, God! What am I gonna do?
Professor, I don't know what...
All right, later. Come on, Stack, stay with me. There's a hatch in the lift roof. I saw it before the lights went out. Lift me up. We've got to get out of this lift. If those cables give way, we'll be jelly.
I hurt you.
Oh, look, I'm okay, Bruce Thrun, that's all.
I hurt her.
Look, we get out of this first, right? Then we can be sorry. Then we can lose it. First, we get out.
How long do we have before it happens again?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even notice I was falling under. It was the impact of you throwing me up against the lift that seemed to wake me up. Whoa! Look, Stag, hold on to me! Hold on to the real me.
I'm holding you.
And I'll hold you too. Look, right.
If you push me through, I'll help you up after me. Quickly!
Warning. Did you want to do that? Course parameters altered.
External communication status.
I can't function that.
Useless. They must be repairable.
New course selected. Did you want to do that? New course selected, inimical to safety of craft and crew. Did you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. The lift shaft itself seems sound enough. These inspection ladders must run along its entire length. We'll just have to hope we can force open the doors at level 10.
The climb is challenging.
I'll go first. Your cloak will tickle my nose. Stag?
Professor.
What do you think triggers it?
The memories of the dead Kalgarians.
Memories? Too mild. It is like being possessed. Like being in a dream. Some absurd situation, but one with its own logic. I felt I was in their room. I could smell it, feel the bedclothes beneath me. I knew it wasn't real, but couldn't stop myself saying the words.
Words I recalled from long ago, even as I said them for the first time.
I felt...
Yes?
Well, it felt like I was pregnant with Peter again.
Your son?
Just the same. The fear. Sickness. Guilt at... Guilt at wanting him out of me. Out of my life.
Who's Jana?
Yes?
Who's Jana lost the child?
I know. Peter, I'm coming home.
Retros, the ship is changing course.
Then someone's reached the bridge ahead of us. Survivors.
Or General Azar?
Yeah, maybe. But why would she attempt to move the ship? Why would anyone?
We cannot be far from the entryway to level 10. Soon we shall see.
External communications activated.
Good. Mayday. Mayday. From the Spaceliner Empress. This is General Aznesh Azar of the 1st Martian Infantry, New Mars delegate to the Queen Bastrovan Conference. This defenseless carrier ship has been attacked by the Queen's agents. She does not seek peace, but the destruction of the heads of states aboard this vessel. Our ship is doomed, its motive unit sabotaged, soon to crash into the satellite Ronos Minor. On behalf of my Lord Grand Marshal Virgo Savar Stack, I demand retaliation against this wanton act of destruction. Vengeance for her falsehoods, her blood for the blood she has spilled here today. Message ends. With my death, let war begin.
Voices stopped. But it was Azar, right?
Transmitting an external message.
Did she say what I think she said?
It is possible the Queen is responsible.
I know you don't believe that. Now come on, the way's clear. We've got to get to the bridge. Oh, come on!
You presume to lead me, woman.
Oh, Stag. Stag, no, hold on!
You think I could trust you again?
Oh, you can trust this. This will hurt me much more than it's going to hurt you! Oh, gosh, like punching a wall!
No,
I...
Oh, Stag! Stag, you're back. Oh,
the shock of the blow. It won't work.
What?
It won't work again. They grew used to the violence.
We're not them. They're dead. The shock of the blow brought you round.
The shock wore off.
Look, Grand Marshal. Hear that?
Retros again.
We've got to find out what's going on. Come on! After you.
Welcome to the bridge.
Huzzah!
Grand Marshal, keep away.
Huzzah, you're hurt.
Keep away!
The flight console. You've changed our course. Why?
We are on collision course for Ronos Minor.
Tell me she's joking.
Explain yourself, General Azar.
The Queen is our enemy. She sought to destroy us.
You'd have to be mad to believe that.
When this ship is utterly destroyed, the lives of all dignitaries aboard lost, then it will be believed by the governments of the Federation.
And construed as an act of war. There will be hideous repercussions.
You are mad. So the Holocaust starts all over again. And that's what you want, isn't it, Azar? A nice little war.
War is the heritage of our people and their destiny.
New Mars leading the governing powers into fresh battle against the Queen. No, Azar, the old campaigns are over.
No! We were all to die helplessly like infants.
Infants?
But now we achieve a magnificent rebirth.
We have to get another message out.
I have destroyed the communicators.
Then we have to change course.
Do as she says, Azar. We... You fear me, Miss Janna.
Grand Marshal.
You tremble. And yet it was a gift I gave you.
His name, Azar. Speak to him. It held before...
A precious gift.
Gift? No. Oh, no.
I took the podling from you and gave you back your life.
Life with you? I'd rather face the death you gave my child.
What trickery is this?
The same death I give to your lover. He who would betray me.
No!
Grand Marshal!
She will plead for your life.
Do this!
She weeps for you.
I will not fight you, Grand Marshal.
It was you! I wept for you, idiot! You! The thing you became!
You wrought this change in me!
No! The fault is mine, I know, but the cause is yours! You wrought that change in me! That is why now you feel it so keenly.
I knew. I never said all these years, but I knew.
Leave him now. Let him live. We have both used him and her enough.
What am I? Azar?
Stag. Oh, God, my head. Stag. Stag, quick. Get her away from there.
I will not fight you, Stag.
Goddess. No, Stag, get back. She's going to...
Azar?
The flight controls. The current flowed right through her. She's dead.
The fool.
And so are we.
No.
Oh?
We live through 10 more seasons.
Stag! Stag, stop!
Moose Janna from her room, locked away. I saw through thick glass.
No, don't! Just shut it out! We have to focus on us! Azar has smashed a big idiot fist through the flight controls.
Alone in my suite, enduring the hospitality of savages. Dreaming that it could all come right, come good again.
Stag! Oh, she kept dreaming too. Of him. Even after what he did to her. Goddess. And they never knew.
Never told each other.
And we shouted and screamed, as we know. As we heard them.
New course selected, inimical to safety of craft and crew. Did you want to do that? Cannot override. Did you want to do that?
Doris, We need to do something.
Parallels. The Kolgarian past emotions are being stirred by our own reactions to different stimuli here. Fear, anger, the dark.
All right, stop theorizing. With Ronos getting bigger every minute and with no access to the shuttle...
Look! The schematic. There is a way down to the lower levels.
Azar said level one had collapsed. The way was blocked.
She lied.
Maybe not. Look. That passageway.
It is clear.
But it was blocked a moment ago.
It cleared itself?
Or someone's down there working like... Come on. One of these monitors has to be working. Oh, goddess. Theory number one lives again.
Carter!
What's he... What's that draped round his neck?
Necklaces.
What's he been doing? Robbing every corpse he... Oh, look at the schematic. The way to the shuttles was blocked off all right, but this teensy little path leads all the way from that cave in we thought had done for our sly little steward.
There's an access panel there.
Oh, he's loaded with jewelry and ready to take the last way off this ship all by himself. Carter? Carter, this is Benny. Perhaps you'd like to explain what the hell you're up to.
Perhaps he cannot hear us.
Or perhaps he's just conveniently deaf. Carter, we can see you. Level one, section 4D.
Then you can see I'm busy.
For someone buried under a ton of rubble, you're doing remarkably well.
Sorry, Benny. Got a shuttle to catch.
You weren't helping the Kolgarians, were you? You were just stealing from them.
Yeah, looks like I'm rumbled. Shame. I thought that cave-in would have kept you out longer. Well, nice as it is to chat... I need to get on with my work. What I came here for.
Oh, you mean you're not really a steward after all?
Come on. A ship full of shagged out party guests sleeping it off was too good an opportunity for any self-respecting thief to miss.
Wait. You announced that turbulence before the explosions went off. You knew
it's
that...
It's not my fault this ship is history. My idiot partner was a brilliant hacker, adding me to the staff database, but he was crap at setting explosives. Should only have knocked out one level tops. We'd have fleeced the stiffs and got straight out of here. Minimum mess, minimum fuss.
Oh, so poor you's had to ransack a whole lot of bodies all by yourself, diddums.
I was hoping you'd stay thinking I was dead. If you made it out of here, no one would come looking for me. Still... Reckon I'm safe enough. If a rescue party don't reach you soon...
Carter, if I ever
see... Bye now!
He's cleared the way through to Section 4C. From there, he can access Level 0.
And the shuttles. Oh, if only we could get a message out. Explain what's really been happening here.
Impossible. And the ship will soon be destroyed. Thanks to Azar.
Those shuttles are our last chance. At least he's made a path for us to follow. Can you remember that schematic?
Yes. I will focus on it with all my strength. A useful exercise to keep my memories my own.
God, is it just me or is it getting hotter?
It is unpleasantly hot. I imagine we are entering the atmosphere of Ronos Minor.
Oh, then I hope you just have a vivid imagination. Wait. Look at this body.
There are bodies enough on this ship.
Yeah, I think this one's been shot.
Carter.
And fleeced down to her aunties. Oh, God, so much for a self-respecting thief. And my one-time knight in armor. I'd do anything for money.
Then perhaps we should have something to bribe him with.
Stag.
Be wary. The shuttle bays should be just around this corner.
Whoa! Oh, I think we found him.
Turn round and go back the way you came.
Oh, let's forget our differences for now.
Let's not forget I'm holding the gun. And it's been a long shift and I'm feeling very anti-social.
Listen. I'll buy our way out. Whatever you want from Brack's treasures, statues, anything... It'll be yours if we get out.
That might just buy you passage, but not the lizard.
I'm not going without him.
Be reasonable. I'm sure Irving Braxiatel would pay well just to get your body back. One more relic for his museums. Quite a tourist attraction.
You're sick.
And you're a good-looking girl. And I don't mind a little company. I'd rather keep you alive. What do you say?
Play him along. Escape.
I'm not leaving you.
It's getting hotter. Time to fly. If you don't come out, I'll have to come and get you.
There are two of us.
Oh, he's armed. He can take us out before we get near enough to...
Then go to him. Save yourself.
You've got till the count of three. One...
Do it!
You think I'm gonna shag my way out of this? Asnavi might think I'm a whore, but... Wait.
Two...
Professor.
Musjana, follow my lead.
Three! Time's up, little Mises.
Asnavi! Asnavi, I am scared! Where are you? It's so dark here, where are you?
What the hell?
The gas you released. She's been possessed by the dead Kalgari.
Yeah, sure she has.
And she has the dead woman's memories.
Oh, they're robbers abroad, Asnavi. After our priceless jewels. Am I alone? Oh, where are you?
She dreams she is back in the Kalgarian's home quarters. Ironic. She can see the priceless jewels you sought to steal from the High Ambassador.
The thieves have not breached our secret hiding place, Asnavi. Our jewels...
All right, then. Whereabouts in the home quarters are they?
Asnavi, you're back! Oh, my love!
If you tell me where the jewels are kept, sweetheart, there's a big kiss waiting for you.
Why, my love... They're your priceless family jewels. You surely know where they are. Right between your legs. Now, Stack!
No, Musjana.
What?
Stack! Don't leave me now!
Musjana!
I've had enough of you.
Stack!
Musjana.
And I'm sick of you too. Can't trust you, can I? So I can't use you. Sorry, bye-bye.
No!
Well, how about that? Stay lucky, Ben.
Take us with you! You can't just...
Shuttle disengaging. Warning. Airlock incorrectly sealed. Hull breached. Auto systems 46% efficiency only.
No. For real. Stuck. Carter's got away. The air. We.
Systems failing.
Jana. It is so dark.
My love, after all this, after so long.
After so long, we are together again in the dark. Hold me.
It should always have been this way.
Join with me.
I've missed you.
No, don't speak.
Minimizing life support.
Don't breathe.
Don't leave again.
We can go together. Now.
Squad leader, report.
Grand
levels. Scanners must be set to wide spectrum for all survivors' life signs. Collision with Ronos estimated in 25 minutes. Move quickly.
Stack. My dear Stack, I hope this letter gets to you. Pen and ink and paper too, I hope you feel honoured. I don't remember too clearly what happened after Carter took the shuttle. I woke up on the Medi-ship arranged by your lot, with a ragbag of other survivors. Typical Martian efficiency. Looks like it was Azai who saved all our lives in the end, without that little broadcast of hers. Carter's still at large, but at least everyone knows he's responsible. I don't think he'll be able to run far. Not with so many prices on his head. The Empress burnt up in the atmosphere. All gone. And with it, I reckon the last traces of Asnabi and Musjana. Everything they were. And I need to know, is he still in you? There's nothing left of her in me. Not a trace. I know it. But when I woke up on the Medi-ship, I felt... It sounds stupid. I felt at peace. By rights, we should have died in that ship, Stark. So little oxygen. So much cold. And yet, some reflex. Some innate nature of the Kolgarians. It sustained us. Kept us living while they slipped away. So, the point... I want to see you again. I think I need to see you. They rushed you away from me while we slept, to some super swanky hospital on a gorgeous Greek mothership, no doubt. Put you back together again. But does it feel for you like something's missing? I know Miss Jana's gone, and yet I still want to hold on to her. Her past... Like Azar wanted to hold on to your glorious past to bring up all the old ghosts. But I guess if you don't let them go, you only wind up joining them. I'm going to go to Kolgar, Stack. Going to find the next of kin. And then... Well, then I don't know. Talk, maybe. Explain what I can. And I want you to be there with me when I go. So if this letter reaches you through your pantheons of protectors and nursemaids and regal attendants, Grand Marshal, get back to me, okay? Asnabi and Musjana, I think they got to say goodbye. But I'd like to say hello to you again. Sometime soon. With love, Professor Bernice Summerfield.